Hello again, brothers and sisters. I am your DJ, the Alchemister Orpheus Stain, welcoming you to the Alchemistry Labs, a subsidiary of the Ministry of Slack, and brought to you by Podomatic and Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at yahe.net:9000. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spfradio.yahe.net. That's spiritplantsradio.yage.net for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Be told so as to be understood, it will be natural systems of biological organization that preceded it, that it must be the response to a kind of attractor or dwell point that lies ahead in the temporal dimension. Persistently, Western religions have integrated into their theologies the notion of a kind of end of the world. And I think that a lot of psychedelic experimentation sort of confirms this intuition. I mean, it isn't going to happen according to any of the scenarios of Orthodox religion, but the basic intuition that the universe seeks closure in a kind of omega point of transcendence is confirmed. It's almost as though this object in hyperspace, glittering in hyperspace, throws off reflections of itself, which actually ricochet into the past, illuminating this mystic, inspiring that saint or visionary, and that out of these fragmentary glimpses of eternity, we can build a kind of map of not only the past of the universe and the evolutionary progression into novelty, but a kind of map of the future. This is what shamanism has always been about. A shaman is someone who has been to the end. It's someone who knows how the world really works. And knowing how the world really works means to have risen outside, above, beyond the dimensions of ordinary space-time and casuistry, and actually seen the wiring under the board, stepped outside the confines of learned culture and learned and embedded language into the domain of what Wittgenstein called the unspeakable, the transcendental presence of the other, which can be sectioned in various ways to yield systems of knowledge which can be brought back into ordinary social space for the good of the community. So in the context of 90% of human culture, the shaman has been the agent of evolution, because the shaman learns the techniques to go between ordinary reality and the domain of the ideas. This higher dimensional continuum that is somehow parallel to us, available to us, and yet ordinarily occluded by cultural convention out of fear of the mystery, I believe. And what shamans are people who have been able to decondition themselves from the community's instinctual distrust of the mystery, and to go into it, to go into this bewildering higher dimension, and gain knowledge, recover the jewel lost at the beginning of time, save souls, cure, commune with the ancestors, and so forth and so on. A shamanism is not a religion, it's a set of techniques, and the principal technique is the use of psychedelic plants. What psychedelics do is they dissolve boundaries, and in the presence of dissolved boundaries, one cannot continue to close one's eyes to the ruination of the earth, the poisoning of the seas, and the consequences of 2,000 years of unchallenged dominator culture based on monotheism, hatred of nature, suppression of the female, and so forth and so on. So what shamans have to do is act as exemplars by making this cosmic journey to the domain of the Gaian ideas, and then bringing them back in the form of art to the struggle to save the world. The planet has a kind of intelligence that it can actually open a channel of communication with an individual human. analogy between understanding and intuition, and dissolve the boundaries that your culture has sanctioned between you. Become part of this Gaian supermind. I mean, I think it's fairly profound. It's fairly apocalyptic. History is ending. I mean, we are to be the generation that witnesses the revelation of the purpose of the cosmos. History is the shockwave of the eschaton. History is the shockwave of eschatology. And what this means for those of us who will live through this transition into hyperspace is that we will be privileged to see the greatest release of concrete change probably since the birth of the universe. The 20th century is the shudder that announces the approaching cataracts of time over which our species and the destiny of this planet is about to be swept.
know it's there.
You've got to press it on you. You just think it. That's what you do, baby. Hold it down there. Jump with the mold and move it. Jump back and forth and feel like you were playing yourself. Work it out.
You've got to press it on you. You just think it. That's what.
Is inviting, all systems go out on the floor. flying. Southern bound, stats amplifying. Taking form as you're complying. Grab the notion, carry on replying. On top tension, embrace mention. Show ascension, feeds retention. Our systems go all over the floor. This is what you came here for.
In the beginning, we kicked out the jams with the KLF on the last train to Trance Central. Experienced some re-evolution with the Shaman featuring Terrence McKenna. Then we heard the Gorillaz with Dare, the Junior Sanchez remix, and deadmau5 with High Friend featuring MC Flipside. And we just heard 808 Stage with Bjork, Oops, Eric's Cup of Hysteria remix. Up next we'll hear The Orb, Tower 23, and Dada Life, Let's Get Bleeped Tonight, Tiesto mix, Mr. Oizo, Flat Beat, Daft Punk remix, and we'll hear They Might Be Giants with Man It's So Loud in Here. And finally, we'll hear from Reverend Ivan Stang of the Church of the Subgenius on The Magic, remixed by Reverend Exister of the Ministry of Slack. And I am your DJ, the Alchem Minister Orpheus Stain, and you are listening to the Alchem Ministry Labs on Podomatic and Spirit Plants Radio. Turn on and tune in. Broadcasting around the world at spfradio.yahe.net, that's YAGE.net, for schedules, playlists, archives, chat with your favorite Spirit Plants Radio DJs, and more.
Da da. step out the vehicle, please. Are you in possession of any illegal substances? So, Bob, what you got in the trunk? Hey, that's a nice red. Is that Dana?
Check this out, I've got something to say. makes simple coincidences happen so that your human brain will misinterpret them as being meaningful. But it's the same difference, see? If you think it's meaningful, it is. That's the magic! Why does Bob do this? So that you'll feel special. So that you'll feel like your $30 for that subgenius minister's card was not wasted. The magic! It makes you feel that the magic is happening, and it is. It's the magic of your mind, your human mind, misinterpreting such a simple thing as magic. As Bob said, shit in one hand, puke in the other, and see which one fills up first. And that brings me to the problem of subgenius kooks. Yes, believe it or not, there are kooks in the Church of the Subgenius. You know, well, that's a mean thing to say. I mean, you know, we're all kooks on some level, but... Kooks. I've got to admit, there are times when I regret the fact that the Church of the Subgenius does, yes, make assholes worse. It's not the only weird cult that does that. You know, but pump them if they can't take a joke, I guess. The Pink Boys got a Bob complex. And so we find these people who take themselves real serious. And when they find out that, like, if you don't take yourself real seriously and they find out you don't take yourself real seriously, they won't like you because that indicates that you may not take them all that seriously either. Assholes. Assholes. Now, we've noticed over the years that pot, marijuana, and the Church of the Subgenius have something in common. They both attract both very smart people and very dumb people. And we figured out that the very smart ones like pot because it makes them feel dumber, and the very dumb people like pot because it makes them feel smarter. The Church of the Subgenius helps prevent smart people from thinking they're smarter than they are, and it prevents dumb people from thinking they're dumber than they are. And they both like the way pot makes them feel, and they like the way the Church of the Subgenius makes them think. You thought the fundamentalists were crazy. You can be a billion times crazier. The magic!
Part of the Garage Global Network and the Cabal of Silence. Subscribe to the podcast, see orpheusstain.automatic.com. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Have a good one.